Adam Pengelly was heading out to Werribee yesterday when we chatted with him. I wonder what he found out. Hello, Adam.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. Two sleeps to go, boys, till Derby Day. Had a good morning out there yesterday at Werribee. A couple of horses galloped. Magic Circle worked alongside Marmello with both Corey Brown and Huey Bowman riding their respective Melbourne Cup mounts. They both looked pretty good. And Karen McAvoy was out there to ride Cross Counter for Godolphin and Charlie Appleby. So, plenty of confidence from all of those boys, just speaking from after their gallops yesterday at Werribee. Obviously, they wanted the confidence for 4 or 5 days out. A bit of water to flow under the bridge. Yeah, I thought Marmello worked really well yesterday, to be honest, alongside Magic Circle. I know Magic Circle's been a bit of a spruik horse guy in the last week or so heading towards the Melbourne Cup. I thought Marmello probably worked just a tad better to my eye yesterday.
Yeah. Have you seen the last two starts for Magic Circle?
I have, TK, yeah. And there's no reason why they've kept him in. Or there is a reason why they've kept him in cotton wool for the last 5 months. And he hasn't run to try and protect these handicaps. So yeah. He was explosive in those couple of wins over there in the UK earlier this year. I can't wait to see his owner, Marwan Kukash, at him.
Yeah, well, if he wins, he's going to get up there and receive the trophy
in a
G-string. So that'll be interesting to see how he goes. But I've started to hear a little bit about this Muntahar over the last couple of days, Adam. What's its chances and why are the whispers getting louder and louder?
He's a promising horse, Laurie. I can tell you that much. He won the Ebor a little bit earlier this year in really stylish fashion. And we know that the Ebor winner generally has a pretty good track record in the Melbourne Cup. If you go back a couple of years ago, I think Heartbreak City was exactly that. He's got nosed out in the finish by Almandan there. And even Nikita, who's probably not one of the better horses that the Europeans have sent out to the Melbourne Cup in recent years, finished fifth last year. So his form's tapered off a little bit this year. He's struggling to make the Melbourne Cup field at the moment. But the Ebor is generally a pretty good form reference heading towards the Melbourne Cup. And you're exactly right, Laurie. The whispers are starting to grow pretty loud. But Muntahar's come down here in really good fashion. He's working strongly at Werribee. Jim Crowley is going to be riding him in the Melbourne Cup. Had a couple of rides at Bendigo yesterday. His first rides in Australia, I think it was. And he had a couple of winners as well. So he's trained by John Gosden, who's one of the best trainers in the world. He won't be in Melbourne for the Melbourne Cup next week. He's got Enable running in the Breeders' Cup Turf over there in the United States this weekend, but I can see exactly why some support's really building for Muntahar in the next few days.
I'll give you a tip. If you listen to every whisper you're going to hear over the next week, you'll end up deaf.
Yeah, but I've listened to a couple of people that rate as
good,
judges.
Well, he's won the Ebor, so it's...
It's all...
He did get beat pretty comprehensively, guys, by Magic Circle, I think it was, earlier this year before that Ebor win. So if you want to take a bit of a line through that, you can probably say, well, Magic Circle might have his measure, but I think Muntahar's a much better horse in subsequent runs.
And you have written in the paper today, all the other trainers believe he's got in with a decent weight.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, just speaking to Huey Morrison, the trainer Marmello, yesterday, he thinks that Muntahar's probably the best-weighted horse out of the Europeans to come down here for the Melbourne Cup this year. He thinks that Muntahar probably should be off a kilo or two more. That's just his personal opinion, obviously. Yeah. You can speak to someone else and they might give you a completely, totally different point of view. But just in Huey Morrison's eyes, he thinks Muntahar's probably the horse that might have beaten the handicap from the Europeans this year.
Yeah, where Corey thinks maybe Magic Circle has a kilo... Not too much, but a kilo more than he would have absolutely liked. Frankie's had, 16 goes? Never won a Melbourne Cup?
I had to write about this today, TK. I couldn't help myself. I got in touch with a few representatives of Frankie earlier this week and sort of tried to pose the question, seeing if there's going to be a chance of picking up a ride for the race next year. And unfortunately, at this stage, it looks like he won't be out here. So 16 goes, and it was 25 years since Frankie first came down for his first crack at the Melbourne Cup. He'll be riding Enable in the Breeders' Cup Turf over there on the weekend. Obviously won the Arc de Triomphe on air. The sixth time, I think it was, that Frankie's won the Arc de Triomphe. So his feats in Europe speak for themselves, but it doesn't look like Frankie, unless there's a dramatic switch in the next 24 to 48 hours, will have a ride in the Melbourne Cup this year.
Now, Damien Oliver hurt himself at Bendigo yesterday. Will he be okay to ride Derby Day and Melbourne Cup Day?
Yeah, he should be okay, Laurie. He had a bit of a mishap before the last at Bendigo there. He sort of come off his horse, and at the Victorian Jockeys Association said last night that he hurt his ankle, but at this stage he seems to be fine. They're saying he's in absolutely no doubt whatsoever for Derby Day on the weekend. And he's picked up the ride on Red Verdon in the Melbourne Cup next week. And I think Red Verdon's probably the smoky in the race from the Europeans there. He's desperately unlucky in the Caulfield Cup. He probably wouldn't have won the race, but should have finished a lot closer to the best solution. And some of his European form stacks up pretty well. So I've sort of, at this early stage, penciled in Red Verdon as maybe the potential bolt or the ruffian in the race. If Big Odds can have a small each-way spec with Damien Oliver on board, I don't think he's going to lose too much either.
Any spruik calls for Saturday?
I've had a bit of a quick look at the form at the moment, TK. I think Osborne Bulls looks incredibly hard to beat down the straight for Godolphin. I think Godolphin will have a huge day on Saturday.
Yeah.
To be honest, I know Aramea is going to run a second favourite in the Derby behind Thinking Big, you'd think at this stage. And Godolphin broke their duck in the Epsom Derby earlier this year with Massar winning for Charlie Appleby. That race has eluded them for so long. And the Victoria Derby is a race they haven't won either. I think they've finished third. Third three times in the last 10 years under the sort of the Dali and Godolphin banner. So I think Aramayo is a sneaky chance of knocking over Thinking Big, but I think Godolphin will have a huge day at Flemington now on Saturday.
The old Blue Army, good on you, Adam. We'll chat again tomorrow. In fact,
thanks, boys. I might catch you in the morning.
We might see you at Flemington. Anyway.
Yes, I'll try and get out there.